Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Going to keep it and now try to pitch it. And Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9 and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hey, when I mention my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I think of the garage floors. I've been to my friends' homes that have their garage floors done. I've done my garage floor. Every once in a while, I'll get someone asking me, hey, Mickey, can I come see your garage floor? Yeah, you can always see it. Call me, text me. I'll take a picture of our garage floor and send it to you. Better yet, go to their website at CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. There's S at the end, John, specialist.com. And they've got tons of pictures of garages that they've done, the before and after. It's hard to remember about certain parts of life, like what things were.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember my garage floor, like just how bad it was. I know I had oil stains, and I know I had like either antifreeze or some sort of transmission fluid or something. I had some other stain that was down there, and it didn't look good. And right. I remember sweeping it out or blowing it with a blower, and like concrete dust would come up, and those aren't good. But I don't have either of those now. I have an awesome garage floor. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. No obligation phone call, 404-8158. To our guest lines once again, our friend Tyler Vissen from Jinx Inc. Realty joins us. Hey, good morning, Tyler. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Man, we're blessed, getting ready. I hope you and your family have a great, great Christmas, great holidays. Certainly looking forward to next week. I know you guys will talk about Jinx Inc. Realty and when folks can still get in touch with you because, man, I can't think of a better Christmas present than a good long driveway. So if anybody wants to buy me one of those, we'll do that. let's talk, if we can, about SCDNR and about the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. Forestry Commission and really some changes and some restoration and some wildlife changes here in the state.
Yeah, so news just broke this week, late last week, that the U.S. Forest Service, the South Carolina DNR, and the South Carolina Forestry Commission are entering into a couple agreements to basically work on the wildlife management across the state. And this is going to focus on the two national forests, which cover over 630,000 acres in South Carolina. And those two forests are the Sumter National Forest here in the upstate and the Francis Marion National Forest down in the Lowcountry. So basically what this is going to do is just allow the different agencies, the U.S. Forest Service, the DNR, and the Forestry Commission to work together to do some timber management, to do some wildlife management, and really focus on wildlife habitat restoration across the state. And it really makes sense because the Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service, owns so much land for the public's enjoyment, and the DNR has such a wildlife management focus across the state, and they've been doing a wonderful job on WMA lands and, you know, giving us food plots and giving us some great habitat to hunt. And then the Forestry Commission is an expert in timber management and how to get things done and how to combine, you know, wildlife and timber production and how we can really maximize the production of the forest while giving us, you know, us hunters and other wildlife enthusiasts a great place to go hunt and to go enjoy the outdoors.
These are two different locations here in South Carolina. Are other places doing this? Has this worked at other places? We know anything about the history of what's planned and what maybe the changes and maybe some other place we can look at for as far as results?
You know, I haven't heard of many other places that are doing this exact project,
right.
But, you know, anytime you can get the state and the federal agencies working together,
right.
And then if you can hire some private contractors to come in just for a third-party suggestion, different options, a different way of thinking. But, you know, when you can get everyone together to have the main focus, they all have the resources, they all have the right knowledge, the right expertise to really pull together and make things, you know, start changing things in the right direction for us.
So I think
it's going to be a great project.
Yeah, I love what you guys do, because restoration and wildlife and conservation is such a big part of it. The other thing it seems you guys do is, you know, not only do you take care of things, but you communicate it. I know a lot of the way they track stuff and I look up to you guys about what you do in the wildlife and certainly with the Forestry Commission and the SCDNR and all you guys. That's really cool to see all of that. I know you had some thoughts about lime and food plots and fruit and nut trees over the winter, and kind of taking care of the winter aspect of land prep.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're kind of in the off season right now, but as deer season winds down, we're going to be looking forward to next year. And a couple things that people should start thinking about are, one is, you want to make sure the pH in your food plots are right. That's just going to help the productivity of anything we plant. It's going to basically give you the most lush, the greenest food plot that you could have. And really, you know, when you put fertilizer down, it's not going to make a big difference unless the pH is right, because too much fertilizer, not enough fertilizer won't matter if the pH isn't allowing the plants to absorb the right amount of nutrients, and the different nutrients, then it's a moot point. So you got to make sure your pH is right. We're going to start soil samples here in January and then hopefully get everything lined by March. The second thing we're going to be working on this winter is planting fruit and nut trees, which is a great way to kind of diversify the food source on your property, give the deer another option. You can stagger different plants and different species of fruit trees to produce in late September, early October, maybe a little bit more in the winter in November, late or early December. So just another great way to diversify food sources on your property. So any of those services we can definitely help out with and get you ready for next year.
Yeah, I think the expertise is part of it, but also, man, it's nice for someone else to have to do that rather than me getting out there and doing it. So that's always good, right? Yeah, I love that aspect of it. Hey, I mentioned it before, and I'm very serious about saying this. Boy, long driveways would be nice. I went on again. I do every Thursday night. I go on Jinx Inc. Realty, jrrland.com, and just amazed at some of the most beautiful tracts of land anybody could ever find, and they find it right there on your website.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, if anyone's looking for land or if anyone's looking at maybe selling a piece of property in the new year, you can check out our website at www.janksincrealty.com. I know we have a few great properties hitting the market first of the year, and I think we're going to put maybe one or two up next week. So just keep an eye out. We got some great things coming in the new year, and we're all excited. If you got any more questions, then you can always reach us by phone at 864-631-2770.
Awesome stuff. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, not only you, but all the folks at Jinx Inc. Realty and all your families. And, man, I can't thank you enough for supporting. And look forward to visiting with you guys next week.
Thanks, Mickey. We enjoyed it. Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right, buddy. Tyler Vissen from JinxIncRealty.com. You know, I know a lot of stuff about you, John Hyatt.
Do you?
John_Hyatt on Twitter. I don't know if you're a hunter and outdoorsman. I know you grew up in Hilton Head. I know that you're a sportsman in a lot of ways as far as the other thing, but are you a hunting and fishing? I don't think.
I am not.
Really? Me either.
I'm not. Didn't grow up around it.
Yeah. I understand the draw to it, though.
Oh, absolutely. It was just something I was never exposed to as a child and never really got into. Actually, went clay shooting with Mr. R24 not too long ago. We had a good time doing that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it.
Oh, I wasn't good, but we had a good time doing it.
Oh, I'm terrible. You're supposed to keep two eyes open. I can't do that. And then I shoot left-handed, mm-hmm. even though I'm right eye dominant, and it just doesn't work out. I need to switch over to right, shoot right-handed with shotguns. Need to take care of that for sure. A couple things here, buddy. By the way, we'll open up phone lines for the rest of the show. What I want to know from you mm-hmm. is, what do you want from Sports Santa? And I gave a couple of mine. In the first hour, I gave an 18 playoff. Six or eight. I'll take six. If you want to start me out with six, I'll go to eight. And I got to tell you, Sports Santa, I won't ask for anything after this. I'm not going to be spoiled, so I won't ask for anything. You just give me the eight. You know, sometimes in life, you give the little girl, you give her the Barbie, and then she's got to have a Malibu Barbie, then she's got to have the Barbie Jeep, and she got to have the Barbie pool and the Barbie mansion and the Barbie. No. You give me the big wheel, and then I got to have a tricycle, then I have a bike with training wheels and no bike, then I got to get a dirt bike, then I got to a mini bike, and then I got to get a moped and motorcycle. No.
None of that.
Give me eight, and I'm done. I'm not going to be greedy, Sports Santa.
Five conference champions, yep. Three at large.
Yep. Boom. Or maybe even one of the non-power five and two at large. I would say this. Walt's right about this. You got to have inclusion.
Yes.
And then Walt's right about this. No, not three teams from the same conference.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I agreed with him about the other day. I think that's a fantastic point because, sorry, SEC fans, we don't want to see three or four of y'all in there.
My second one, NCAA reformation in college basketball.
Yes.
Shorten the season. I don't need the season to start on November the 1st. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see AAU involved. I don't need to see shoe companies involved. I want to get the scumbags like Rick Pitino out of it. I want to get all the street runners, the agents. I want to get all the crap from college basketball out of it. And one of the ways we can do this is let the guys go pro if they want to straight out of high school.
Yep.
If you come to college, you got to stay three. Baseball.
Let's do the baseball rule.
All three. Okay. And that way, yep. We make progress towards degrees. You got to stay. If you don't, you stay. If you don't, you don't. So, I like NCAA reform in college basketball.
Yeah, I don't really care about when we start the season.
Yeah.
But I agree with everything else you just said.
Starting the season, I say that because right now, man, I'm still in football mode.
Right.
I'm certainly in football mode on November the 6th when it comes to play the Citadel on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I was, but... It gives you – I kind of enjoy it on the nights where we don't have anything going on, a little basketball. Anytime I can watch the Tigers perform at Tiddlywinks, I'm going to watch it.
I like it. I'm with you on that one. How many do you have?
About five or six.
Okay.
Not a ton.
Give me one.
First and foremost, I want to see that big old trophy that they got out there in Santa Clara come back home.
Natty!
Give me the natty. I don't want to have another Ben Bowler speech where it's been 35 years. Two's long enough. Let's get another one in here.
It's been 2 years.
It's been two years.
It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
It's been a long 2 years.
You know what's crazy? That's on my Sports Santa list as well. Natty.
I figure you start at the top and then, you know, because sometimes Santa Claus doesn't like to keep reading.
No.
You see, you put what you want at the top of the list and the other stuff kind of sticking on there.
You know, that might have been some of the reasons I didn't get some of my most important stuff. I didn't do that. I led up to the entree and the dessert. I started out with salads and appetizers. I should have gone straight for the entree.
No, you see, you numerically list what you want in order.
I didn't realize
it.
So
number one's a natty.
Touche, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Touche. Give me another one.
I'd like to see the Clemson basketball make Sweet 16 again, make a nice little run at it. That was a lot of fun last year. Had a lot of fun working on those calls, and I'd like to see another run by the Tigers again. I know we are a football town, we are a football school, but there's something to be said when the Tigers are playing in March. It's exciting.
I like it. I was very excited about it last year, no doubt about that. How about, and this time last year, I didn't get what I wanted when it comes to basketball.
What'd you want this time last year?
Zion.
Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't get it. I was a bad boy. Give me one more.
I'm going to stick with my Clemson theme here.
All right.
Let's go back to Omaha. Let's go make a run at this thing.
That's one of mine. It's time.
Let's start, you know, obviously we don't have Seth Beard do this anymore. Let's hit some home runs over the Cajun Cafe, and let's get us to Omaha.
Hey, bud, I'm with you on that one. That was one of mine for sure. Got to get back out there.
Oh, yeah.
I have, this is kind of weird. I want for my Sports Santa, I want new celebrations. I think that we're not dabbing on them anymore. That's good. I like what the NFL does with some of the scripted team stuff the guys are doing with bowling alleys or rowboats or the hit-by-pitch guys or something like that. I like that. But last night I'm watching the Duke and Texas Tech game.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hits a three, and one of the Duke players reaches back over his back, pulls out the arrow, and shoots the arrow.
Who does he think he is, Deshaun Watson?
I need new celebrations. You know what I'm saying? I'm past the shooting the arrow.
Yeah.
So give me some of that one. I have one that's kind of off the wall a little bit.
Off the wall a little bit? What you got for me?
I need EA Sports to make NCAA football video games.
Yes. Mickey, I had my old Xbox 360 out last night. Was playing it last night.
I thought I was the only one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Dynasty mode is years down.
I thought I was the only one.
Oh, no.
I need it, man.
Badly. We need Drake to come into a world where there's NCAA football video games.
Yes. Yes. Can I give you one more? I have one. Let me see. One, two, three, four. Have five more. Can I give you one of my minor ones?
Sure.
I need stats. I need scores, and I need highlights from other games more often at Death Valley. A couple times this year, I noticed it again. It's like there are some big games going on across the country, and I can't get cell service in Death Valley. I've given up on that. I understand 80,000 people can't get cell service. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, someone besides me, I look up on the scoreboard, and it's I'm trying to think of a game that happened that year. They say Georgia is beating, or LSU's beating Georgia 31-19. The guy beside me says, yeah, that's a 31-19. I look up on the thing and it says they're tied at 19 or something. That's not what an exact score, but like, wait a minute, there's been two scores since it's been updated on the scoreboard up there.
Mm-hmm.
During the breaks, you know, if there's a big game going on, can we, years ago, Missouri's playing South Carolina, and after Clemson's game was over, everybody's filing out of the stadium, Missouri's going on a game-winning drive, and they put it up on the scoreboard up there. Now, you might have some rights kind of things about what you can't put, whatever. But we went to Auburn and they showed some other highlights of other games going on during the thing. Or also, I'd like to know, man, Trevor Lawrence just hit his first 12 or 13 or whatever. Like more updated stats more often around Death Valley. Does that make sense? I want information. I want to feel like I'm at the game, but all the stuff I get on TV, all the crawl,
right,
and all of the stats that I get on TV, I'd like to be able to still get that in there.
Get the little ticker updated on there. Mm. Yeah. And I hear you. It can be frustrating at times.
Yeah.
Especially when you're at these, you know, pick'em contests and you want to know how your picks are doing.
Texter said, what service do you have? Verizon works fine. No, not where I sit. You know what I see? I have Verizon. You know what I see? The thing spinning around.
Yep.
Spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. So I can't get it.
It must be. It may work in your box, but up here in the poor people seats where I sit,
right,
you know, that's...
Yeah.
We do the best we can up there.
Yeah. So that's just a little thought there. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. I have 4 more. How many do you have? How many more do you have?
I have about 3 or 4.
Okay. Let's save them.
Okay.
We'll get to Robert Anderson after a break. And then we'll come back for more. My friends over at Katichi, I need to spend more time at Katichi. 2019 is going to be the best year at Katichi. And John, I need to send you down, man, and have great food, great golf, and great accommodations.
Sounds like a plan to me.
And someone texted me on yesterday's show and said, how far is Athens from Katichi, from Hartwell? 45 minutes-ish. Clemson, 45 minutes-ish. So if you have business between here and there, you know, if you have business associates in Charlotte or Atlanta and they want to meet halfway, it's a great deal. They do an awesome job of hosting. And your company Christmas party, you know, think about that next year. New Year's parties, think about that next year. You're going to love it. It is our absolute amazing friends over at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Here's one of the best parts about Katichi. They've got these food packages, these food deals over there now where you take them home and you can bake them at your house. You just put them on and warm them up at your house for feeding family of two, family of four. So you could tell the wife, hey, I'm going to play golf, but I've got dinner tonight. And you come home and you get like gourmet food, awesome food in your own home and she didn't have to cook. That's an awesome deal. How about ask Jeff Gotham about all the great lesson plans they have over there now, including unlimited golf lessons for a year. It's Katichi over in Hartwell, Georgia, CATEECHEE.com. Don't go if you don't want to putt perfect greens right now. Putt on greens are about a 12 right now. Go by and see my friends there. Robert and Anderson, hang on. We're coming to you. We're talking sports Santa. What do you want? What do you want Santa to bring you? We'll do that when you return for more after this.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is much more than awesome pizza. If you need catering for the holidays, our catering menu is full of goodies like fresh salads, sandwich platters, and our amazing pasta salad. It's ideal for holiday parties, graduation parties, and employee appreciation parties. And in the spirit of giving, get a Mellow Mushroom Clemson Holiday Gift Card, and you'll receive a $5 bounce back for more savings. Happy Holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Absolute Waste Management is your answer to a clutter-free home, garage, attic, yard, and more. They handle getting rid of the junk you no longer need or want. All you have to do is call. Absolute Waste Management offers competitive pricing, no hidden fees, and get the job done quick. Call today for a clean out or junk removal service quote. Make the call. You'll be glad you did. 864-266-7131 and visit AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com for more information.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Day Spa 365 at 12 West Stone pampers her with perfect holiday gifts, like a total body massage, facial, or a Vita makeover aromatherapy, scalp massage, manicure, pedicure, champagne lunch, paraffin hand treatment, foot massage, shampoo style. Save half price for just $175, or they'll design a package especially for her. 235-7721 or dayspagreenville@gmail.com. Day Spa 365 at 12 West Stone. A portion of the proceeds benefit Homeless Animals Rescue.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Bodie gets a handoff in the backfield and drop for a loss and on down. Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Some bad news for you. If you have a Nissan, Ford, Chevy, the folks at First Class Halt can't help you. They only work on Honda, only work on Acura, only work on Lexus, and only work on Toyota. And they do an awesome job of this. I love the fact that they've got the shuttle services. If you live on the Lake Kiwi, because they have the, you know, in the area they've got some people work there, they can pick your car up at home and take it home, or if you work there, take it, you know, that way up in Lake Kiwi, they have a drop off and pick up there. All of their technicians are ASC certified, a minimum of 15 years of working at the dealership of their respective car lines. That's amazing. But like even in their waiting room, it's amazing because you've got a family waiting room and you've got a waiting room when you don't have kids. You know, that way you can entertain your kids in one, and there's this massive waiting rooms they have there in case you do have to wait some. 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first on their on all their warranties, on all their repairs. They do it on machines that are the best repair machines out there. I told them they've got an alignment machine. It's a $100,000 alignment machine. Just do it. I went by first because I saw these are good people. Always enjoy Greg and Mark and all the great folks over there. Locations in Greenville. And in Anderson. If you have a Honda, an Acura, Lexus, or a Toyota, let them work on it for you. FirstClassHalt.com. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR. Robert is in the electric city of Anderson, South Carolina. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for hanging on through that break, man. How you doing this morning?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. I only had two quick questions I was going to ask you. How do they determine the Oklahoma, Alabama, as far as the teams playing each other? Do they go by conferences like Notre Dame is playing Clemson? I didn't know how that works as far as how they do set the teams up like that. And the other question is, when are the teams playing in the times? Because I never did look. I wanted to make sure I got to see them. And could you please do answer me? And I'll listen on the radio. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Robert. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. The playoff committee ranks the top 25, actually, but the top four teams from their ranking, and that's a playoff committee of about 13 or so former college coaches, current athletic directors, conference commissioners, or dignitaries across college football and college athletics. They all get together starting about October. They have their weekly rankings, their final end of the season rankings come out the Sunday after the playoff games or the conference championship games. And in this, number one will play number four. Number two plays number three. Oklahoma was number four. They're going to play Alabama. Alabama will be the home team down in Miami. And Clemson and Notre Dame will play. Clemson's the home team. Clemson was two. Notre Dame was three. They're going to play out in Dallas, Texas. The Cotton Bowl is 4 o'clock Eastern time. That's Clemson and Notre Dame. The Orange Bowl is 8 o'clock Eastern time. That's Alabama and Oklahoma. John, I had a thought before we get back to Sports Santa here. Mm-hmm. I had a thought that I sent out to Zach Orr. He kind of nibbled at it. He kind of took the bait a little bit, but he didn't jump full boat on this. But let me get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
And I'm not totally 100% sure that this is right, but just a thought. Could be. And only hindsight will tell us, really, but just a thought on this. If Alabama beats Oklahoma, Oklahoma will be 0-3 in the college football playoff, despite winning 4 consecutive Big 12 championship games. The issue with Oklahoma is that they would have been given up 50 something last year. I've got to imagine they're going to give up 50 in this one. Clemson scored 30. What was it? Alabama.
It was like 35-17, something like that.
So, but the point is that they don't have the defense to play there. And so that maybe Oklahoma looks back. I mean, obviously you want to be as good on defense as you can. Clemson beat Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl 37-17. So for Oklahoma in the playoffs, they would have given up 37 to Clemson. They'd have given up 54 to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And you got to think a bunch of points in this one. That maybe you got to go back and say it, and you would always say, hey, this is not the right way to go about it. That this is, we need to be a little more defensive oriented. And we'll get back to that thing that, I don't know, defense wins championships kind of. On the other side of it, if Oklahoma wins and outscores Alabama, we're a copycat league or a copycat society. Will we now make the statement that, boy, who cares about defense? You could beat Alabama. You could win a national championship. You could go to college football national championship game. You could just outscore somebody and give up 48 and still score 55.
Right.
And so in one way of thinking about it, this is kind of like a statement game for the future. And maybe the copycats out there are thinking, well, you score a bunch of points. Let's recruit offense. Let's don't worry about what we do on the other side. Let's just go out and just if we get a couple, three stops, then we can still win the game.
Well, if you don't recruit defense, you're not going to get those couple or three stops.
That's true.
I think that there's a fine line in between the two, and you got to manage. Yes, we are in a day and age where explosive offenses are common. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of Oklahoma's defensive issues are the fact that they play in a league that is so spread out with a ton of speed and all that, but I don't know. I think it can be a little bit of both, honestly. I'm not going to make a grand statement on the game of college football after one football game, if that makes sense.
I like it. I'm with you. Very good. Touche.
It'll just be a snapshot of the moment, not this is the State of Union address. This is not the state of college football, just on what happens in one football game.
I got the I got that reference right there for Ben Millstead if he's listening.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Had to get that one in there for him.
There you go.
All right. Sports Santa.
Sports Santa.
I've been a good fan, Sports Santa. I've been a good boy. I never yell at referees. I never boo officials. I never yell at the umpire. I hadn't hit any fans. I don't throw drinks on fans. I don't get in fights in stands.
There you go.
My wife would tell you this. After games, if I see the other team's fans, I say, hey, good luck to y'all the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I try to do this kind of stuff, right? I've been a good sports fan. I have four more.
What you got for me?
I need number 28.
You need 28?
New York Yankees, the 28th World Championship. Sports Santa, I got to have it, man, please.
I thought you were talking about putting 28 in the Ring of Honor over there in Death Valley.
No,
but
man, one day it's coming.
Yeah.
One day it's coming.
I'm sorry. No, I'm going to have to throw it here, my next one. I have a tough time feeling bad for you trying to get World Series number 28 when my lowly Pittsburgh Pirates can't even win a wild card game. We can't even get above 500.
Let me look up World Series for Pittsburgh.
There's a Sports Santa for you. I'd like to see him make a run in the National League Central and a little noise in the playoffs. I'm not asking for a whole bunch of trophies. That'd be nice, but just be relevant. Give me something to watch in August, September.
The last time the Pittsburgh has 7 appearances in the World Series. You guys won 5.
Yeah, as the Steelers. No, Steelers have 6.
Yeah, but
so close.
The last time you won was 1979.
I don't remember that one.
Willie Pop, Stargell, Dave, the Cobra, Parker, Kent DeColvey, Ed Ott.
Kent's the man.
Oh, man. Omar Marino. Oh, Rennie Stennett.
There you go.
Huh?
I don't know all these names, but I know a lot of them.
That's right. That's right. Got to get some of those out there. So you want you're looking for number 6.
Yeah, or just be relevant.
I want number 28.
There you go.
All right, got another number for you, what I need from Sports Santa. I've been a good boy, Sports Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I need number 15. T-Dub, got to get a little Tiger Woods. Need another major. He's already won again. I told you he'd win again. Won the tour championships. All right. Ryder Cup team finishing second maybe in the FedEx Cup points. He's back. He's back at the top 10 in the world, top 15 in the world, whatever it is. I need a major. I need number 15. Huh?
With the green jacket?
Or? Yeah. Well, hey, I like it. Little green jacket.
What? You know, it wouldn't hurt.
This year, the majors, I think I'm right by saying this, the PGA Championship is at Bethpage Black this year.
Okay.
Obviously, the Masters is
Augusta.
At Augusta. The U.S. Open is at Pebble Beach.
Ooh.
Told you, PGA is at Bethpage Black. And the British Open this year is, I think, one of the most unique venues and a really, really cool venue. They're actually going to Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush in Portrush, Northern Ireland.
I've never heard of that one before.
Oh, it's awesome. Oh, beautiful.
I love the British Open. The Open Championship, excuse me.
Yeah, I love it. I love the Open.
Has Tiger won at any of these venues?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we know Augusta, yes, but.
And he's won at Pebble.
He's won a U.S. Open at Pebble?
Won a U.S. Open at Pebble.
Okay. I know he's won tournaments at Pebble, but I meant like a major.
I have two more. How many more do you have?
Two or three.
Okay. Give me a couple.
Now, everyone likes to ridicule me for it. Everyone knows that I'm an East Carolina Pirate fan.
Arr.
I want to see Mike Houston build the ship up. Let's go. Let's get these Pirates going. Fire the cannons. You're playing in the American Conference, all right? It's not rocket science. Just get to a bowl game, be relevant, and put something out there that make my dad a little happy. Tired of, talking to him on Sundays and telling him they lost by 40. Let's step it up a little bit. I'm not asking for 92 Jeff Blake to come back around but let's go 9-3. Let's go to Raleigh opening weekend and beat the pack up there. Let's upset Dave Dorn to get the season started.
Hey, I'm all for that, brother.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do it, I'm all for that. One more.
I'm a Charlotte Hornets fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I've got a good buddy who dabbles in covering for him. But see, he got me into him. I'd like to see them add some pieces around Kemba Walker, long-term extension to him. And you know, the Eastern Conference isn't the toughest out there.
Yeah.
Let's make a little noise, Charlotte. Let's make a little run in the Eastern Conference here.
Let me see what you got for Charlotte so far in this season. Charlotte, 7th right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're 15-15, 7.5 back in the Eastern Conference. 15-15 overall. That's not bad. 8-9 at home, 6-7. Yeah, not bad.
Kemba Walker's doing it all by himself.
Home. Yeah.
So they need some pieces. He needs some help, and I'd like to see him be aggressive this season.
Like you said, it's not like you're climbing Everest.
Exactly. It's like you're climbing a larger hill.
Yeah, Toronto's good, and I guess the Bucks are pretty good. Philadelphia's been a little bit of a disappointment.
Boston's got some talent, but
Boston's, I think, has been a big disappointment, though, hadn't they?
I'm not
18-12, 4.5 back in that conference. Hey, I'm with you, man. A little Charlotte Hornets. I wouldn't mind that. I'm going to give you one more, and then I'll save one for the final segment.
Okay.
I need number 2. You know what this one is?
I do not.
The second time Clemson signs the number one player in the country and number one quarterback in the country. I need a little DJ Uiagalelei.
Love it.
Give me a little DJ commitment. Go DJ.
That'll be our DJ here soon, yeah.
Yeah. I need to go to Bellflower, California, St. John Bosco High School, and for Brandon Streeter and Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott and Robbie Caldwell and Danny Pierman and the offensive staff over there to bring in DJ Uiagalelei and continue the long lineage now, the long quarterback line continuing of great ones and Heisman Trophy candidates and national championship candidates, and keep what Taj Boyd started and what Deshaun Watson elevated and what hopefully Trevor Lawrence continues to elevate. Maybe DJ takes it to another level as well. I need that. That'd be
don't
fun.
Rule out Tyson, though. Don't rule him out.
I'm with you.
Play.
I'm with you. I like
Boy
that as
play,
well.
But yes, DJ would be fantastic in orange.
Touche. Very, very good point there. I enjoy it. I have one more. You have two more, one more?
I got one more.
Okay. Save it.
All right.
We'll come back. We'll get that in here in a second. Let me tell you about my wonderful friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. As a matter of fact, during that last segment, I received another email from Palmetto Dunes. Palmetto Dunes is wishing you and your family a season of gladness and a season of cheer. To top it all off, a really wonderful year. They had their 50th anniversary this year. Start planning for next year. You can click on their site right now and start planning to this. They say, here's to another 50 years at Palmetto Dunes. I hope that's the case, John. I know you're from Hilton Head, and that's great news that Palmetto Dunes has done so well. I will tell you this, the 12 days of golf, there's only 6 days left. You're going home tomorrow?
Yes.
All right.
Late tomorrow.
Tea times right now, 50% off at Palmetto Dunes. Ooh. If you book these tea times online, use the promo code 12 days, the 12 days of golf, only 6 days left. You need to play between now and Christmas Eve, and you get 50% off your greens fee. That's a wonderful deal. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Earlier on our Palmetto Golf Report, I told you about the PGA Tour, the dates for Augusta National, the dates for the Heritage, the dates for the tournament down in up in Raleigh, up in Greensboro area up there. Let me give you a couple of more. We have on the web.com tour this year, the BMW is coming back to Greenville, and that's going to be May the 17th through the 20th. And the BMW also goes up to Raleigh. That's the May 31st to June the 3rd. And the senior tour, in case you got a couple of senior tour heroes out there, you want to go see some of those great players, they're in Cary, North Carolina next year on October the 12th through the 14th. So just some dates of Carolina's golf and when the PGA Tour, the web.com tour, and the Champions Tour when they come to to our local area. That's our Palmetto Golf Report by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. If you're listening to us down in the low country right now, or if you're going down between now and Christmas Eve, book 50% off tee times. If not, make your 2019 plans at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. For 50 years now, the award-winning, beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, home of John Haidt. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up in the final pre-Christmas segment right after this.
Four consecutive ACC titles.
The Clemson Tigers are ready to bring another title home, but there's one more stop on the road to Santa Clara. The Clemson Tigers will battle the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. It's the College Football Playoff semifinal on December 29th from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
The Cotton Bowl starts with the Tiger pregame show at 10 a.m. on December 29th on the flagship station for Clemson Football, 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Holiday season is approaching, and Black Smokehouse and Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages for your holiday party, family gathering, work event, or celebration. Take the stress out of planning and call Black Smokehouse. Let them host your party with seating for up to 60 people. Host in-house or get a catering package to go. Call 784-4599 to book your party. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Are you over 40? Need more stamina? Don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinos works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinos has all natural ingredients that are proven safe for men and women of all ages. Get started today. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. And want to mention our friends at Roto-Rooter. Everybody looks forward to the holidays. Johnny, look forward to holidays? Love the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Roto-Rooter, they look forward to it, but they know that it's going to be a very, very difficult time for them. It's their busiest time of year. Inevitably, a Barbie doll is going to get flushed down, or the head of a Barbie doll, or a $6 million man, or is going to get flushed down a toilet. Inevitably, somebody's going to think that it's okay to put the corn husks down the disposal, or a chicken skin or turkey skin down the disposal, whatever. You're going to see that sometimes. Inevitably, some places around here, you might get some freezing temperatures and some pipes will burst, and somebody's septic tank's going to go out about that time from overuse and that kind of stuff. So your holidays can be ruined. Don't let it be ruined. Make one phone call, put it to bed. I always think, like, if something truly, really amazingly bad happens to me with plumbing, that I won't panic, that I'll remember rotorooter.com. So I think I will. I'll still panic a little bit, but Roto-Rooter can take care of it for you. Roto-Rooter and rotorooter.com. A couple of things here quickly, my friend. I got a text that says, give me, or if we can, tell me the early enrollees for Clemson for this class, and I think it's 16 or 17. We count these up right now.
17 now with Putnam.
Right. Tyshawn Pumashon, the quarterback, will be here. All three wide receivers, Frank Latson, Joseph Ngata, and Spector. One of the two tight ends, Jalen Lay, will be here. All three offensive linemen, Putnam, Boateng, and Rayburn, will be here. Four of the five defensive end, defensive tackle prospects, Aurora, Davis, Rubin, and Cash, will all be here. Johnson's the only one that won't. Surprisingly enough, on the other side of it, though, none of the linebackers are coming. One of the two corners, Sheridan Booth, will be here. Three of the four safeties, Thornton, Zanders, and Charleston, will be here. Phillips will be the only safety that won't come. And something I'm very interested in seeing is Aiden Swanson, the punter.
The left-footed punter.
Yeah, left-footed. I find that fascinating that Bill Belichick only wants to sign left-footed punters because the spin's different than right-footed.
It seems like a Bill Belichick thing.
Yeah, that's might be like overanalyzing a little bit.
He doesn't do that, though.
I wonder how many fumbles the opponents have against the Patriots compared to other fumbles because the spin's a little bit different.
That's an interesting question.
I don't know that. Several text messages earlier in the day about Quavarius Crouch. It appears that Clemson has gotten out of the Quavarius Crouch business.
Mm-hmm.
In that, as a general rule, Dabo and his staff, when it comes to time to it and where there's handlers that become involved, that's Clemson's sign for getting out.
Yep.
And that appears to be the case for Quavarius Crouch. And I would say now that we could hear as early as today that he goes to Tennessee. That is going to be their bell cow from this class. I do think that's going to be the case. And then finally, let's get to some of our final sports Santa. I want to say country Santa. Country Santa, are you familiar with this organization?
I'm not.
It's an awesome local guy and his family that started this thing called Country Santa, where they collect all these gifts. And I've got some great friends of mine that work with them every year and volunteer. Man, they supply thousands of underfunded kids with Christmas presents. And Country Santa,
that's
if you
awesome.
Ever get a chance to do something with those folks, it's Country Santa. But also Sports Santa is who I'm really trying to say here. One more, John Hite. Give me a little Country Santa, your final Country Santa wish list, what you wrote to Country Santa.
My final Sports Santa would be, as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I don't even care about the wins. Stop the drama. I'm tired of turning on the news, getting on Twitter, seeing things of everyone's mad at everybody, talking about everyone. Le'Veon Bell this, Antonio Brown that. Just go back to the old Rooney ways. Shut your mouth. Go play football.
I like it.
Tired of it.
I
leave the drama for the Dallas Cowboys. It's not for us.
I can certainly see that, man, because it's been, you go back to the Martavis Bryant, man, it's always that. And then it was whose touches and how many touches Brown's getting, and then the Bell stuff. I agree. I like Connor, though, man. I think that's a great story.
Oh, I love it.
Hopefully he can continue that. What's interesting was at the ACC championship game this year,
mm-hmm.
seeing a lot of the Pittsburgh Panther fans, and I can understand having the James Connor. A lot of them had James Conner Pittsburgh Panther jerseys on.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them had Pittsburgh Steeler James Conner jerseys on. And then I saw some Penguin fans and some I got it's odd. Yeah, I got a little bit of a, not an argument, but a little thing about hockey. And the guy says, hey, you might win this game, but we got some Stanley Cups. I was like, okay. And a lot of them thought they were like Panther fans.
Yeah.
Too.
Probably so.
The Steelers going to kill the Panthers. I was like, okay, good, bud.
That's neat. Yeah, have a good one.
Okay, cool. Hook them.
Yeah, cool. Exactly.
Yeah, go that route. My final for Sports Santa. Today, Meredith and I were going over. We got another doctor's appointment to check up on little man Drake, who's going to be here in February, hopefully, and our first child and first son. My wish for Sports Santa is, man, I have been so stinking blessed in my life when it comes to sports. For some reason, John, like all these teams I played on always won championships. Little League, Dixie's baseball and intramural football and JV football and C team and ninth grade teams and baseball teams win high school state championships and Colt League state championships. And
what's the American common League factor in all those there?
What's that?
What's the common factor in all those there?
Great coaching and really good teammates and all that. But then being able to My granddad and my dad and my mom and even family friends of going to bowl games and seeing a national championship, two national championships of football now, to be able to go to the Yankee Stadium several times, to be able to go to the NFL games and college games and pro games and Major League Baseball games and all. Man, I've just been down and to do it for a living,
mm-hmm.
to do it here. I hope that Drake, you always say you want what's better for your kids, like you want your kids to have more than you have.
Right.
It's going to be hard, man, because we've been so blessed in, when it comes to sports. But a major goal of mine, if he's interested, I'm not going to force him to be interested, but if he's interested, to have him to be able to go to as many games as he wants, to go to see the teams he wants to see. I was a Miami Dolphins fan as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. My granddad took me up to Baltimore to see a game with Burt Jones versus Bob Greasy and old Baltimore Memorial Stadium, seeing that, man. Just to be able to see, you know, your heroes and teams you wish for through all that. So I hope Drake has... And I want to make sure one of the goals, have all the opportunities in sports to be able to take him to the Masters, be able to take him down to the Heritage, to be able to take him to Super Bowls and World Series and a bunch of Clemson National Championship games.
There you go. There it is. You
know, some of that stuff. So I hope that he has more opportunities than I've had. So that's going to be really cool stuff there.
That's awesome.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. I love what Brad Hughes has been able to do for me as a friend, but also in insurance. Matter of fact, Brad sent some wishes in. Let me tell you what he says. Tiger Woods to win the Masters, Phil Mickelson to win the U.S. Open, and Clemson to win in Omaha. So that's his country, or his sports center list there. We forgive someone every day. Someone in sports every day. Call Brad, 292-3001. I'll forgive myself. I didn't remember this the way Tiger Woods won 2002 U.S. Open at Bethpage.
Well, there you go.
So how did I miss that one? It's just a matter of...
It was only 16 years ago.
Yeah, but it's still Tiger Woods, man. So Tiger has won at Augusta. He's won at Pebble Beach, and he's won at Bethpage, the three major championships this year. They've never, in his lifetime, they've not played the British Open at Royal Portrush. So he's never played a major there. So maybe go win it there, too. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
My two-minute drill today, 14 Tigers crossed the stage yesterday at graduation on the football team, and I believe that brings the total up to 26 current Tigers that already have their degrees.
It's crazy, huh?
That's impressive, and love that Dabo's making the degree a priority and an emphasis within the program.
See, Two of the guys yesterday got graduate degrees.
There you go.
So now you got to keep up with how many, not just how many guys graduate, how many degrees they got. How many did you say, 27?
26.
26 with 28 degrees, right?
That's the standard.
Paul Snelly and Wilkins. Very good stuff there. My 2 Minute Drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@Newton.com for all of your real estate needs. It's EricNewton.com. The folks at Focus Realty, the folks at Tiger Properties, the folks at EricNewton.com want to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season. And I want to let you know that if there's anything in real estate you need in Clemson, buying or selling, looking and renting, managing, a full service, they take care of everything here. We're doing it for 20, and they'll do it for 20 more. It's EricNewton.com. My 2 Minute Drill is that I want to wish you and your families very safe. Be careful on the roads. You're going down to Hilton Head, John.
I am.
Be careful on those roads going down there and coming back. And all of our listeners and all of our sponsors and everybody who is a part of the show here, everybody at CCP, I want you to be safe. I hope Santa's great to you. I hope that you have a festive one. Remember, the reason for all this as well. And just thankful that we have the opportunity to do this all the time, and we're blessed to be able to do that, but also a blessing to you and your family as you get together for the holidays. Let me thank Josh Williams, a little Vegas insider stuff there, Scott Reimer, Tiger Pregame Show, and Tyler Vissen of Jinx Inc. Realty. Now, up next, Brad is off today, so we'll have national radio up from 6 to 9, and we'll have Quark and Kelly up a little bit later on than that. John, great job, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you for sure. Folks, have a wonderful holidays. Most importantly, tune in Wednesday. We'll see you here on the radio.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WC.